that a certain person bought in one of the stores. I saw it with my own eyes, but I just didn't take notice in which store he bought it. This store, that store. I mean, they are next to each other. So then, how is it to be treated like nimtzo? How is it to be treated like nimtzo bishuk? So call the police, or like kono nashuk? If I saw it. So this is what Ramos says. The Hoda, I'm going to call the police. The police, haim shaloi pires lefaneinu, avul pires lefaneinu. Oy shereye kishevit chovim lokchei, havekilu lokchei mishom biyodi. So in other words, so it's considered as kovua. Everybody, all the shenim agree that it's considered kovua if it's pirish lefaneinu. But the question is it considered kovua midiraisa or only midirabonim it's considered kovua? So on that point there is a machlokes rishonim. Most rishonim, the Rashba, the Rosh, they say that midiraisa is considered kovua if it's pirish lefaneinu. But the Ram shita is, the Ram in Gidan Oshe shita is, that midiraisa it is, we apply the din of kol d'poros. Because after all, he just pirish lefaneinu. So midiraisa it is considered kol d'poros. In other words, if I saw the Nevit Chovin bought. If I saw, otherwise you see, so that machlekes rishonim only arises in case where if I saw an igoi bought it in one of the stores and I didn't take notice in which store. But suppose I saw a Jew bought it in one of the stores, so then everybody agrees that it's kavua midiraisa. Because never mind myself, he's a Jew just as I am. So in other words, so as far as he's concerned, so it's kono. As far as I'm concerned, so Mimele, it's not Kono. But relative to him, it's Kono. And that child, so Mimele, since relative to him, he's also eating Treife too. So since relative to him, it's Kono. So Mimele, it's Kovua relative to every other Jew. But if I saw a Goy went across the street into one of the stores, I didn't take notice which stores. So then there is a Machlekes. So of course it's Kovua. But the machlekes, the Rashba and the Ran, whether midiraisa it's kavua or midrabbon it's kavua. According to the Ran, midrabbon it's kavua, midiraisa we apply the din of kol d'poros, and according to the Rashba, midiraisa it's kavua. That's the reason as to why the Ramo says, "Oy shereye kishevi chovim lokchei." Why don't say chovim lokchei? The answer is if it's chovim lokchei. So it's kono, we kono Yisrael. That's a classic example of kavua. Have a look, Hamishon, to be on the show. All right, we'll leave it here. Now, but we should go over the Gemara in Zvachim. That's the basic sugya in Zvachim. Now, the Mishneh, the fire on the base, at the bottom of the omit, of course, Zvachim Shani Sarvu. And then the Gemara. So there is a small piece of Gemara that is not that you don't have to go over it. I mean, the Gemara and Daf Ayin Aleph on the base. But then, and then the fifth line, Nivatla Berube, Vinivatla Berube. So then, from Daf Ayin Veiz on the Aleph, Gemara's Kashe, from Nivatla Berube up to the I'm Gimel on the base. So the Gemara says, Elobzeiro Shemo Yoveu Yudke Hanim Basachas Vikre. It's a very important subject. We cannot go over the simen without this Gemara. But if you know this Gemara, so we'll be able to go over the whole simen. Now, and then you also have to go over in Beitze, the Machlekes, between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Now, the sugya from Dav Gimel Omud Beis, the beginning of Dav Gimel Omud Beis, up to Dav Daled Omud Aled. Afilu Kol Dovah Sheyesh Lo Matir Afilu Darabon Levav. Now these are the main sugyas, and some in Kofiut. Now, I want to tell you again, the Bchina in Tarubes will definitely be given before Shavuos. I'm not telling you when before Shavuos, whether it will be a week before Shavuos, or a few days before Shavuos, or Erev Shavuos, but definitely before Shavuos. And I will not give it after Shavuos. So you have to Chazad, you should have started the Chazor, before Pesach vacation. I told you that at the time. It will definitely be given before Shavuos, and also on the Simonim of Hilchas Pesach. That I went over before Pesach, just after the davening. So it will definitely be given before Shavuos, the Pchinin Tarus. And no matter how much we cover Kufyud, we should finish, because Kufyud Aleph will cover in one day. And Kufyud, so in 2 weeks we should cover, the Simon Kufyud with all the Taz and the Shachs up to the Shachs of the Klolis Rexvik, and that we are not going to cover. I'll just mention, about Pesach Klol, but not inside. But we will cover all the Shachs, all the Taz and the Shachs up to the Nisvek Sveke. So in 2 weeks we should finish Simon Kufyud and Simon Kufyud Aleph. But suppose we don't finish, if for some reason we don't finish, you'll get the Pchina anyway. And the Pchina will be given on everything we will have covered by that time. Before Shabbat. If Siv Dalet in Simon Kufyud. Now that's the aloche of Kovua. Now the Gemara in Bava Kama and Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dafayin Tes, learns out Aloch of Kavua from Goral. So in other words, if he's here, Kevin Ligal, and even though they are Tes Yisraelim and one of the Kichovim, so he's Potter of Misa. And we don't go Basarov. Why? Because since there is one of the Kichovim in that place, so maybe it's kovua. So from that we learn how the aloche of kol kovua ki mechtal mechtal. So reif chanuyei, siv dalet, reif chanuyei, meichis bosa shchuto, umiut meichis bosa nevelo. So in other words, you have in the market 10 stores, 6 stores sell bosa shchuto, 4 stores sell bosa nevelo. Lokach maachas men v'yidiyah meizim en lokach. So even though from the point Mitzad Asvore, it shouldn't be any difference whether you find it in the street or you bought in one of the stores, you don't know in which. It's the same. This, and from the point of view of probability, of chances, it's the same thing. But it's just a cost. Lokach ma'achas men v'yidei ha'meizim lokach. V'nisar bo ba'achereitz. V'ein ha'nikeres, b'tei lo b'rov mishum svek'svek. So in other words, so this is the mokeh for this aloche of the Mechaber is a Rashi. Rashbam Tikas Abayis. The two mentions it. So, in other words, so the two says in the name of the Rashbo that when do we say that Kovua is Osea if it's Bichni Atzme? He bought a piece of meat in one of the stores and he doesn't know in which, so Kol Kovua Kim Achsam Achsam. But if it was Nisare, so then it is Muta. So he mentions the Mechaber that mentions that Rashbo. V'nisarva b'achereis v'nikeres is teilo b'rov mishum svek'sveke. Now the question is this: Monepsheh, if it is teilo, if it was nisarva b'rov, so there is bitl b'rov. So why does he have to resort to svek'sveke? So the Primigodi points out, that's the obvious pshat, that the mechaber has reference to echticha ruyel ischabit, where there is no bitl b'rov. Because if it's a chticha shen ruyel ischabit, so who has to resort to svek'svek? Then it's a double poshut, so it's a dim poshut of chad b'trei. But the mechaber has reference, and the Rashba also has reference to a chticha ruyel ischabit. So there is no bitl berov of chad b'trei. But in this case, when do we say chticha ruyel ischabit? So there is no bitl. If, let's say, you had echticho l'ischabit, it was vadayisa. Echticho shal nevela shal treifo, that was real ischabit. And that was nisari v'achere. So there is no bitl. But here, it's not vadayisa. It's on the contrary, from the point of view of chances, we should say, it's korevle vaday, that it's not isa. Because it's 9 chances against 1, 6 against 4. But there is excess akosu of kol kovua ki mechtal mechtodomi. So But so in case it was Nisari, so then it is Mutar Mishum Svekzveke. Now, the Loshin is a little strange. Ptela Barov Mishum Svekzveke. So the question is it Machmas Bittel Barov or is it Machmas Svekzveke? It couldn't be Machmas Bittel Barov because it's Echticho Ruin Ischabit. And so why does he say Ptela Barov Mishum Svekzveke? Why does he say Ptela Barov Mishum Svekzveke? So in other words, apparently it's a combination of two halachas, of Bittel Berov and Zvekzvek. Now we'll see that. Now this Mechaber is taken from the Rajbo, in Tiras Abayis. Then the Ramos says, V'yeshes, in other words, if let's say, a Echtichas Bosa, that it was bought in one of the stores, which is Kavua, and it's Echticho Ruil Ischabit. So there is no bitl. How? So Memele, even that Sofik, does not become Botel Berov Mishim Svekzvek. V'yeshe Yisrim B'chai Gavne Mishim B'chol Moke V'yisa B'mkeimei Havik Mechtz Al Mechtz V'heil V'sofik Orishem Osam Natere V'in Kame Yitzvek El Hatir Rak Taruves Loi Mikro Svekzvek. Now, what's the pshat in this Ramah? Now, all the Nisikelim are masik, ask against the Mechaber. That the Mechaber's deen is difficult, they say. Now, look in Simen Kufyud, Siftes, Sofik Trefo Shem Nisarev Ba'achiris, Kulon Asures, Achei Hei Beheter Kedinivate Loisa, Imu Midvorim HaMizbatli, Shekivim Se Sofik Orishen Hoyo Bigufei, Ein lahatire misvekzvek. This is called sofik yachod biguf, misofik yachod bitarubis. So there is a machlekes between Rab Netam and the Ri as to whether we apply the concept of svekzvek to a case of sofik yachod biguf, misofik yachod bitarubis. Now the mokeh for this din that sofik yachod biguf, misofik yachod bitarubis. Is not effective, so it's a braise in beitze. Now that's the gemara that I told you to go over. Now, so the braise in beitze says. Now, so there is a discussion in the Gemara whether it has reference to a Sofik Beitzah Shenol D'Biyontev, which is only Mirabonon, or it has reference to Sofik Treif. So that's this discussion in the Gemara. Then, now, so Rabbi Natam says that the pshat in Nisarvo Be'elev kulon asureis has reference not to Sofik. Whether it has reference, whether Sofik means Sofik Beishnog Yontef or Sofik Treifo. Now, immediately after Sveika Asuro, the Brisa says, Vimisavo Belef Kulon Asureis. Does this clause of Vimisavo Belef Kulon Asureis relate to Sveiko or it relates to Vada? So Rabbi Natam here in Beitze, Rabbi Natam in Zvochim, Dafayin Alef, and Rabbi Natam in Yivomes. I mean, so he says that Vimisavo Belef Kulon Asureis does not modify the preceding phrase, Usveika Asur. But the Nisal Belef Lasuri says reference to Vada. To Vada. Not to Sofik, Beitzosh and all the beyond. That's Rav Netam. However, the Rashbo mentions in the name of the Ri, Rav Yitzchok, that the Nisal Belef Lasuri modifies Usveika Asur, the preceding expression. In other words, the Tzofik, Beitzah Shenol D'Biyontev. So even though Beis Yishnov Beyontov is only Asim Rabbonon, but I count the fact that it's Dovah Sheish Matirin, so we don't apply the general principle of Shleiki Rabbonon Likure. So even Sofik Beis Yishnov Beyontov is Osea. So then he says, V'nisavo Be'elef, Kul Asores. Even Sofik Beis Yishnov Beyontov. According to Rabbi Tam, it means Vadai Beis Yishnov Beyontov, V'nisavo Be'elef, Kul Asores. But according to the according to the Ri, as the Rashba mentions, Teisa doesn't mention that in the name of the Ri. The Rashba and Teras Abayis mentions it in the name of the Ri. So when Sava Velef Kul Asureis has reference even to Sofik Beit Yishnod Beyond. So, in other words, so Sofik Beit Yishnod Beyond is Osa because it's Dovashesh Matir. So, even if it was Nisarev, Bielev, so it's also Asur. Why? But then it's Svek Sveike. So the Ri says, because it's Sofik Yachot Biguv, Sofik Yachot Ptavos. This is the Rashba, and there's a bias, mentions the name of the Ri. And no Rishani mentions the name of the Ri. Teisus in Beitze mentions Rav Netam's Shite, that Misavu Belev Kuna Asura is his reference to Ivadai Beit Shitam Biontech, not to Isofik. But according to the Ri, it has reference to Sofik. So Memele, the Mechaber Paskins, like the Ri, that Sofik Yachot, that's called why is the Asurais, and the same thing is true of Sofik Treifer, of Sofik Treifer, Shenisav, of Sofik Treifer Shenisav. So it's also the same thing. So then, but of course, Sofik Treifer Shenisav, you cannot say Afim Nisav Be'elef Kul Asurais, because there is Bittul, so Vadai Treifer, there is Bittul. But suppose there is no Bittul. Let's say it's not Nisarev Birov, it's Nisarev Mechtz al Mechtz. So we do not say, so according to Rav Netam, we should apply the din of Svek Sveke. So even if it's not Nisarev Birov, even if it's Nisarev Mechtz al Mechtz, one Sofik is maybe it's not Reife, assuming it is Reife, it's Nisarev Chad Bechad. So there is no Bittul Birov. But maybe it's not the Sofik Treife. Maybe it's the other one, according to Rav Netam. But according to the Ri, so we say, Sofik Yachot Biguv, Sofik Yachot Bitaruves, Bisochim Taruves, so there is no Svek Svek. That's the Aloha mentioned in Siftes. Sofik Treife Shenisarev Ba'achiris, Kulon Asuris, Achei Hei Behetea Kedi Levati Lo'isa. Imu Midvor Mamis Batlin, because if it's so then there is Bittulsa. We don't have to resort to Svek Sveke. But if Zichticho Ruyal is Chaveit, so there is no Bittul, and the basis of Svek Sveke is not Muter. Or, even if Zichticho Sheino Ruyal is Chaveit, suppose there is no Rov. There is no Rov. So merely Chad Bechad, so it's also. Why? Because we pass like the Ri, according to Ram Tamid, we're Muter. Shekiv Shesofik Orishin Hoya Bigufei, Eila Atir and Svek Sveke. So merely the Mechaba passings, like the Ri, that Sofik Yachot Biguv is Sofik Yachot Taruves. Sofik Yachot Biguv is Sofik Yachot Taruves is Oseh. So the Mele, everybody, all the Nizikalim, raised the question against the Mechaber. How can the Mechaber pass the Tif Ichtichas Boso? Ichtichas Boso really is Chabit. That was bought in one of the stores and it's kavua, and then it's in the Sava Bachiris, if Taylor Berov, but not Mirov. It's a Chdicha Royal Israbet. So it becomes Svek Sveke, but it's a Sofik Yachot Biguv, it's Sofik Yachot Bitaruv. That's the kashe that everybody raises against the Mechad. Because of that, the Ramo says, V'yei Sheisri, B'chai Gavne, Mishum D'chol Mokim D'Isa B'mkeimei, Haveki Mechtzo Al Mechtzo. V'hoyo V'sofik Orishin Osam Na'atere, V'im Kanoi Tzveike L'hatir, Rak Taruves L'mikro Svek Sveike. So in other words, because it's Sofik Yachot Biguv, Sofik Yachot Bitaruves, Sofik Yachot Biguv, Sofik Yachot Bitaruves, there is no Svek Sveike. Now, why does the Ramo emphasize Hoyo V'sofik Orishin Osam Na'atere? Why does he emphasize? Let him say, because he should say, V'yei she'ishrim b'chai gavne, mishum l'chol mokim d'yisa b'mkeimei, have ke mechza al mechza, v'have, sofik yachot b'guv, v'sofik yachot b'taru, v'es deini muta. Why do they have to say, hoyu v'sofik ovi shinos matere? So that's the Ramo l'shitose. Because both, the Machaber and the Ramo, they both pass, like the Ri, that sofik yachot b'guv, v'sofik yachot b'taru, v'es is also. not like Rabbeinu Tam that it's muta. But there is a machlekes between the Rashba and the Rov in Bayis Dalet Shal Beis, I think. So there is a machlekes why we say that Sofik Yachod Bigubi, Sofik Yachod Bitarubes. So it's not a Svek Sveki. According to the Rashba, it's a special aloha. We'll explain that, but it's a special aloha. Sofik Yachod Bigubi, Sofik Yachod Bitarubes. So there is no Svek Sveki. In order to have a Svek Sveki, so either both Svekis are Bigub, like Pesach Pesuach Mitzosi, or both Svekis are Bitarubes, like two Tarubes. First it fell into one part, and then from that part an item fell into another part. So that's the deen of Sofik Yachod Bigub, Sofik Tarubes, according to Rashi. It's a special aloha. That the Sveikes have to be Misugyacht. Either both Sveikes are Biguv, like Pesach Pesuach Mitzosi, so one Sofik is, maybe she was Zinso Shloi Tachtov before she got married, so she's Muteres Lebailo, assuming that she was Zinso after she was married, maybe it was Beides. So both Sveikes are Biguv. Or if, let's say, an item of Issa falls into a sack of Heter, and then one item of that sack falls into another sack. So that's both Sveikes are Bitarubes. First of all, now when I take one item from the second Tarubes, from the second sack, and so there is a possibility, maybe it's not the one that fell from the first set into the second, assuming that this is the one that fell from the first set into the second, maybe it's not the easier item that fell in the first set. Then there is a machlokes shenim where the two tarubes is enough. So teisa shita is the two tarubes is enough by the vachoshuv, and according to the smak, so three tarubes. So, but that's svek sveke bitarubes. When both svekes are bitarubes, when we have several tarubes. So then Svek Svek is effective. But if the two Svekis are not Misugechot, one Sofik is Biguf, Sofik Treve, the other Sofik is Bitarubes, so then it's not effective. That's the Rashi's explanation. Even in Nisad Rabbonon, even when it's Nisad Rabbonon, so Sofik Yachod Biguf, Sofik Yachod Bitarubes is not bottle according is Oser, according to the Rashi. According to the Rashi. So Sofik Yachod Biguf, let's say, like Sofik Beit Shinol Beyond, it is also only the Rabbonon. Even according to Rabbi, that Hachone is also Midraise, so it's only Yontef HaSomach L'Shabes, Shabes HaSomach L'Yontef, but Yontef HaSomach L'Cheil, so it's only also Midrabbonon. So still, Sofik Beit Shinol Beyontef and Yontef HaSomach L'Cheil, which involves only an Isar Rabbonon. But the Din of Sveike Yachod Mikule, we don't apply because it's Gavash Yishom Atilim. So not only Sofik Yachod Likule we don't apply, even if it was Nisari, we have it, Sofik Beis Shnol Beyontef, and that was Nisari, so it's still Osir. Why? According to the Rashba. Why? Because it's Sofik Yachod Likule, Sofik Yachod Tarutz. The Ramo, this is the Rashba. The Ramo, here on Siktes, turn to the Ramo, the Hagoyes Ramo, on Siktes. V'yeshemri, Hatam V'yoseh, the reason is why Sofik Treviz Nisari V'achiris Asura is, he's masking to the Rishite, but not as the Mechaber explained it, on the basis of the Shite of the Rashba, because the two Svekis have to be Misugechot. No, not at that time. On the basis of the explanation given by the Ro, but the Ro has two Rishites, and there are more passages like the second Losh in the Ro, in Berek HaBayis, also in Bayis Dalet Shabbos. V'yeshemri, the Ramo says, in Zagoye, on Siftes, V'yeshemri, Matam V'yoseh, Hoyo V'asofi Kuyisa de Reis. ולנוח עלינו הרי צופק שאין כאן איסר רק שניסר לבחיר לא ימיקר ספק ספק ויוסר. So in other words, so what is he, in what way does this vary from the Mechaber? After all, he says the same thing like the Mechaber, but the answer is the Mechaber. So then Issa Kalin point out the Shaf is it, and the Adam Issa Kalin, the Mechaber says that Sofik Treifo Shinisari Bachiris is Osea because they're not Misugechot. So he doesn't distinguish between a Nisad Reis and Nisad Rabbonon. So even in case of Nisad Rabbonon, like Sofik Beis Shinol de Beyontem, so we apply this thing. But the Ramo emphasizes, V'yeshim Ratam de Osea Oil Ba Sofik Uisa de Reis, Vashenken, if it will be, so then Sofik Yachod Bigufi, Sofik Yachod Mitaruves is also because it's an Isad Raisa. It's an Isad Raisa. What do you mean Isad Raisa? So that means, let's say like Sofik Treve. So since Sveke the Raisa is Lechumre, so as we said, I mean the Machlekes between the Avides HaGashuni and the Tzemach Tzedek, the first Tzemach Tzedek, whether that's in respect to the Simen Kubbeis, Siv Beis, Yesh Mishayim Asher Yomru Dovo Asher Yesh Lematirin Ano Tisha Matir Osit Lovei Al Kolponim O Yim Amatir Biyodei Laasei Siv Eloi Hefzeh Aval Dovo Asher Yimi Biyodei Veini Vadai Shiyovei Amatir Eini Bidin Dovo Asher Yesh Lematirin Lifi Chorpeit Asher Sofik Treifa Asher Nisarvo Bachiris Eini Bidin Dovo Asher Yesh Lematirin Lifi Shein Amatir Bivadai Veini Biyodei. So the Berheitei mentions Hiksha Marav Rabbeishim Uvuf Loma Kosov Amchabel Rishin Amate Bevadai Hodin Zed Isof Kitreifel Ishayach Kval Dova Sheish Lomatirin Mishum Dika Bebeit Shnol Biyon Tev Shapa Shayach Loim Vashu Yobes Lomatirin Dach Shavu Osa Umochosi Yemuta Mashayin Ki Beis Isof Kitreifel Af Imaeta Yeh Biyodin Sheyo Bevadai Mikom Kisar Vachirin Dinu Sheyvat Lomon Epshech. So it's either it's Treifel or it's not Treifel. If it's Treifel, so it's not Yesh Lomatirin, it is always Osa. And if it's not Treifel, so it's not Yesh Lomatirin, if it's not Treifel, so it's not also, but we don't know. So Mele, the Behetev explains it, the Behetev explains it, the Amchaber Aire Kami Beitze Shal Sofik Treife Shal Oda Biyontem. Vim Kei Nafshe Tiyat Anegiles Ksheiru Ahakei Mikol Mokim Abeitze Asur. Why? Because the Behetev Shite is that Sveke Dereis Lechumre doesn't mean it's also Biteras Vada. Biteras Sofik it's also. Not Biteras Vada. Mashenki Mous Poskim, they explain that, they apply that, not to Beitze Shal Sofik Treifa Shal Oda Biyontev, but just Beitze Shal Sofik Treifa, not to Beitze Shal Sofik Treifa Shal Oda Biyontev. So why? So how can it be explained according to Moses Poskin? Because Sveke Dereise Lechumre is not only Osa B'Tiras Sofik, it's Osa B'Tiras Vadai. In other words, is even that, where is that Avere? So I mentioned, it because the parashe of Oshem Tolu, now what is Oshem Tolu? Oshem Tolu deals with Oshem Tolu, deals with someone was Eva Bishegeik who ate Bishegeik Eichtiche, that we had the Otuchtiches, and one was Chilev, one was Shumen, and he ate one Chatiche Bishegeik. So he has to bring the Osham. So the Torah says that he has an Avele. So that means even if Lapishmai is Galia, the Echtiche that he ate was not Chilev, was Shumen, he's still Osham. It is Chayven Oshem Tolu. And he's chayv Hashem Tolu b'tiras vaday, not b'tiras sofik. One couldn't bring a korban b'tiras sofik. He's made the chul la'zoro. So that means there is a vaday avere. Even if Klapishmai is galia that he ate the shuman, so he's a vaday avere. So that parasha itself implies, we said, an isa deraisa. So on that point, there is a machlik, it's a vidis agashuni, it's a machzerek. What's the pshat in the mechaber? When mechaber has reference to a sofik treife, just like that, or he has reference to a beitish or sofik treife, and all the beyond. Beitish or sofik treife, and all the beyond. Alright. Anyway, so in other words, so we see that according to most poskim, this mechaber and simen kubbeis siv beis has reference to a beitzah shel sofik treifa, not beitzah shel sofik treifa shel oda biyontev, and still it's considered dovah sheish lamatirin. Why? So he says it's not a dovah sheish lamatirin livishin amata bevada, but so it's because of a special aloha that where it's not certain, so the aloha of dovah sheish lamatirin doesn't apply. But otherwise it would be dovah sheish lamatirin. How is it dovah sheish lamatirin if it's a beitzah shel sofik treifa? So one efshech, either it's treifa or it's not treifa. The answer is, maybe Klapishmai is Gali, it's not Reve. But right now we don't know it. Then, let's say tomorrow, or a week later, or a month later, or half a year later, it will become cognizant of it. So it's the Rosh Hashanah, but until we become cognizant, it is Osir. Why? But Klapishmai is Gali, it's not Reve. Because of Sheikh Reis Lechumre, because of the Isir. In the parasha of Hashem Tolu, Vashem Nosma Veinei. Vashem Nosma Veinei. So Mimele, this is the pshat with Ramos says. Whereas he agrees with the dean of the Mechaber, Sofik Treifa Nisar Vachir is Osa, which Svek Sveke, we don't say Svek Sveke. But the Mechaber explains it on the basis of the Shita of the Rajbo, because there is a special aloche that both Svekes have to be Misug Echot, even in Israel Rabono, like Sofik Beitzah Shel Oda Biyontev. So the Rambam says no. By Sofik Beis Shnol to Beyontev, Svek Sveike would be Mutter. But only by Sofik Treife, because since the first Sofik is Sveike Deraise, and that's also Beteres Vadai, so then we have another Sofik, so it's a Sofik, so it's one Sofik. As far as the love of Bosa Baso de Treife, we have two Sveikes, but as far as the Yisa Deraise, we have no Oshem, we have no is concerned, so it's only one Sofik. This is in other words, like the second lotion in the row in Pais Dale Chalbeis. So this is the reason as to why the Ramo is Masik and this Mechaber in Siv Dalet. In other words, here too, when he bought a Chtichas Boso in one of the stores and it's Kavua, so that's his Sofik. Then it was mixed up with other chtiches of heter. So the Mechaber says, Mishim Svek Sveke. So he says, that's but V'yeshayis Rino, because this is Sofik Achot Biguvi, Sofik Achot Taruves. And according to the Ramo in his Agoy in Siftes, so it's only Oseh Sofik Achot Biguvi, Sofik Achot Taruves, and Nisad Raise. Not Nisad Rabon. So he emphasizes here too, there is a Nisad Raise. Because it's we pass him that it's us. So that's the asoge of the mechaber of the Ramo against the mechaber. Now, so that's one asoge that is made against the mechaber. After all, we pass through like the Rib, the Tzofik Yachod Biguvi, Tzofik Yachod Taruvi is awesome. So it could only accord with the Shiras Rabbeinu Tam, but we don't pass like Rabbeinu Tam. Then there's another kasha that is raised against the Mechaber. Now, I asked you to go over the sugya in Zvot. Without going over, now I want to point it out. If you're not going to go over thoroughly, the sugya in Beitze and the sugya in Zvochim, they are the whole sugya, two plav gemore, you will not be able to understand Simen Kuf Yud. Now, so they are Tafayin Dalet in Zvochim, Omu Dalet. Omar Rab, Tabash Lab is Kehobi. Right after this, the fourth star. Omar Rab, Tabash Lab is Kehobi, which is Arab of Meir Tavois, who Pirsha Boim Lumok Mechod Vishishim Lumok Machir. Pirsha Vishishim Lumok Machir. Pirsha Achas Mea Boim and Iseres. Achas Mishishim Iseres. Maishne Achas Mea Boim. So in other words, what do you have? You have the Tabah Shal Avrizore. So it's also Banoi. And that was Nisari in 100 Taboi Shal Eta. Non Avrizore. Then, Pir Shah Moim Lok Mechot, Vishishim Lok Mechot. Pir Shah Achas Me Aboi Mein Nisari. Achas Me Shishim Nisari. Ma Yishne Achas Me Aboi Vloi Damrin Nisura Berubi Yise. Achas Me Shishim Name Amrin Nisura Berubi Yise. Elo. Im Pir Shah Aboi Kulom Mok Mechot. Eneis. In Israel, if all the 40, see, all together, you have 100 taboys. So then, and one of the taboys of that 100, so is Avrizor. Then, 40 of the out of the 100, so were removed. Limok Mechot, so in Israel. Why? Because we say that since the major number remained, so the Iser, the Tabash of Avrizor is included, is with the rob. Shishim l'moke me'achot, Eisreis. Ke'amri de'kamu de'shmuel. Omalei, so in Pio Sha'aboyim k'ol l'moke me'achot, so ein Eisreis. Ke'amri de'kamu de'shmuel, this is what Rav said. Ke'amri de'kamu de'shmuel, omalei, hanachla v'nizichovim. She'sveiko v'sofik sveiko asur ha'atzivir. Because ba'avrizore, there is no heter of sveik. There is no heter of sveik. Meis. Sofik Aviris Kehovim Asur Usvek Sveke Muter Skate Keish Aviris Kehovim Shnoflaitz Amole Keitz Skun Asur Pirish Echad Men Leribe Yom Leribe Leribe Mutorim So we see that Zweck Zweke is Mutabab Rizore. Tanoi, the Tanya, Rabbi Yudeimeir, Remeini Baden, that's one of the six items that are enumerated by the Chachomim in Perigimul of all, as a Dovah Choshev, that Afilu Belev Lebot. So Remeini Baden, Eisri, Bichol Shehu, Keita, No Falech Meli Sech Ribei. So one Ribbon Baden, let's say, of Klaya Kerem, of all, something that is awesome, is a Dovah Choshev, fell into 10,000 items of remaining of Heter, so it's also and then from that sack of Ribe it fell into another Ribe Asurin. So Rapshim Beyudei Meir Mishum Rapshimen. So in other words, so first of all you have here Rovs, and you also have here Zweck Zweke, because first of all you had one item of the remaining bad of Klaakeren of Ole, whatever he said, so it fell into a sack of remaining of that. Then one item from that sack fell into another sack. So in other words, in both sacks have such a bulk, you know, of 10,000 items. So it's awesome. Even the second sack. But there is a Zweck Zweke. Any item in the second sack, so first of all, there's a possibility. It's not that item that fell from the first sack into the second. Assuming that the item you take out from the second sack happens to be that item that remains that fell from the first into the second, maybe it's not the remains of Isa that fell into the first sack. So it's a Zweck Zweke. So still, so Rabbi Yehuda says it's awesome. So it's awesome. In other words, when something is a Dovah Choshev that is not bottle, so not only it's not bottle but all, we don't apply the heter of Zweck Zweke either by Dovah Choshev. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda Imei Amishik Rabbi Shimon L'Ribei Asuri. If it just fell into what a sack of 10,000 pomegranates, so awesome. So that means there is a machlekes between Tanoim, between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon, let's say Gabi Dovah Choshev. So if it falls into one taruves, so it's also. So I feel believable about it. But suppose from that taruves, from that sec, it falls into another sec. So, and then from that other sec into another sec. So then Rabbi Yehuda says that it's also. So, and Rabbi Shimon says, that it's muter. So that means the machlek is annoying as to whether Zweck Zweke is muter or not. So the Gemara says, Shmuel Domakema. You see, Rav, so Bishleim Rav and Shmuel Achilik as to whether there is a heter of Zweck Zweke Kavrizor. So Shmuel says no, Rav says yes. So Mimele Bishleim Rav, so Rav can accord with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda are not chilek dafke kala v'rizor, they are chilek by all Yisurim, Kerem, all Yisurim. So Rav can accord with Rabbi Shimon. But Shmuel, he says that by Shor Yisurim, Zweck Zweke is muta. Kala v'rizor are not. It's a special chung of Kala v'rizor. So Shmuel came on. Shmuel gam ra'ik Rabbi Yehuda. So afil b'shor Yisurim osa. So he says that if a remaining body fell into one sack of 10,000, and then from that sack it fell into another sack, it's osa. So even not Abed Zore, so Zweck Zweke is osa. And Ikrab Shimon, anyway, so we have a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Likabi shor isuri, Dovah Choshev. So if it fell, it's a chibei, meribei, leribei, asuri. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, ima mishim Rabbi Shimon leribei, asuri, meribei, lishleisho, u mishleisho lemokem achem muta. So Rabbi Shimon says that it is muta. But in what case does Rabbi Shimon say it's muta? We have three targets. First, you had one pomegranate fell into a sack of 10,000. Then from one pomegranate from that sack of 10,000 fell into a sack of 3, and then one pomegranate from that sack of 3 fell into another one. So how many tarubas you have? 3 tarubas. So actually you don't have svek-sveke, but svek-sveke. Does it mean that even Rav Shimon who is matir, so he's only matir 3 svekes, but 2 svek-sveke's not? Or not? So Teisa says, and most Rashi, Kfir Shachad Man Meribay, Meribay Meribay Mitorim, Lo Yitzrich Meribay Meribay, El Limei Ma'aman De'osa Rosa Bikuri, Kid Parish Isle. So Teisa says that according to Rav Shimon, it's Lav Davke, Liribay Asurin, Umiribay Lishleisho, Mishleisho, Limoke Ma'achay Amutea. No, according to Rav Shimon, if a pomegranate chalisa fell into a ribay, and then a one pomegranate from that sack of ribay fell into shleisho, so it's muta. Why does he say umishleisho makmachem muta? To advise us that according to Rabbi Yudei, even if you have 3 svek svekes, it's muta. But the Eloch Adam, according to Rabbi Shimon, even 2 svek svekes is muta. This is Teisa's shit. But the smak shit, and that's the shit of Moshe Shemi. The smak, but the smak shit, and the Rambam is also like the smak. The Rambam in Machos Asuras. That Rav Shimon is only matir if it fell miribay lishleisho umishleisho makmacher. So we have 3 talents. First it fell into a sack of ribay. That's the first talents. Then one pomegranate was removed from that sack of ribay and it fell into a sack of 3. Sack of 3. And then one pomegranate was, so there's a second talus, the shleisho. Then one pomegranate was removed from the sack of 3 and it fell into another sack. So we have 3 talus. Then it's muta. But if it just fell into a ribay and then from the ribay pomegranate fell into shleisho, so then it's also, according to this one. What is that? Alright. So we have a machlekes rishen. In other words, by dova choshuv, so I feel be ribay le bottle. But suppose one item from the first talus falls into another sack. Into another Tarubis. So according to Teisves and the Rajbo, so it is muta. And when Rav Shimon says Meribay Lishleisho Mishleisho Lomokemacher, so it's Lavdavki Mishleisho Lomokemacher. Rav Shimon mentions that in order to advise us that only Alibed him it's muta, but Alibed Rav Yehuda it's also even 3 Tarubis. But according to Rav Shimon it's muta even 2 Tarubis. Even 2 Tarubis. But there's a sheet of Teisus in the Rajbo, many of the shame. But the smack in the Rambam, they say no, Rav Shimon says, Meribay Lishleisho, Shleisho Lomokemacher, it's Davke, Mishleisho Lomokemacher. But if it's not Mishleisho Lomokemacher, only 2 Tarubes, then it is also. Now, how does the Mechaba pass? So let's see, in Sif Ches, Dovo Sheni Botel Machmas Chivose, Machmas Chivose. שנסערו באחרים, ונופל מהתערו וסעזייס, אחד משניים אחר, ונופל מן השלישו, אחד משניים אחר, הרי לו האחרים מותורים. So how many תערו וזה mention? 3 תערו. מדובו שניבות ומחמס חשבו עושה, like remaining pardon, שנסערו באחרים. So there's the first תערו. ונופל מהתערו וסעזייס, אחד משניים אחר. So that's the second תערו. We know from Nashleisho, Echod Lishnaim Achir, Harilu, so there's the third Arubis. So the third Arubis is Muta, but the second Arubis is also. In other words, the Mechaba Paskuns not like Teisves and the Rajbo. He Paskuns like the Smak and the Rambam. Harilu Achir Mutori, Shariyo Echod Shatarubis or Mishenu Bot Moro. We know from Echod Matarubis or Mishenu Le'alev, there is only 2 Arubis, Kulmasu. ולנעים אבות ברוב, וזה לא שנה רמב״ם, אלא להתיר סווק סווקו, שייפר מהתרוביס השני במקום האחר, אין איזה. אין איזה. So in other words, whatever the reason is, but that's the פסק of מחבר, like the smug in the רמב״ם, that by דובר חושב, so we need 3 תרוביס, 2 תרוביס not. So I'm familiar with the second קשה that is raised, so 2 קשה are raised against מחבר. מחבר's been in סיבדלת. One kasha is, how can Mechaba say that if someone bought in one of the stores, Ichtiche Bosor, and then it was Nisari, if so, but it's Ophikach Bikuv, Sophikach Taruves, And in the Raise, so certainly, and we pass like the He. So that when the Bachoshuf is Nisari withdraw, so Midraise it is bottle, but in the Rabbonon it's not bottle. So that's called Kavua Midrabbonon. When the Bachoshuf is Nisari withdraw, so it's not bottle, so it's called Kavua Midrabbonon. So the Mechaber passes even by Kavua Midrabbonon, that even by Kavua Midrabbonon, that we need three Taruves. We need three taruves, so Allah has come of Yehamo, Kavua de Raise, that it shouldn't be bottled in one taruves. It shouldn't be bottled in one taruves. So there's a second kash. There's a second kash. So this is what the Mechab, the Shach asks. Sifrov Dimu, Tilber of Tzor Chiyun, do you hear your taruves? Ho am Chaber Svirelei, be Sifres, do you show your Bibkimu taruves? Obviously, here the Mechaber is also dealing with the Dovah Choshev. Because, as the Primigodin points out, because if the Mechaber had dealt with the Chticho Sheinu Ruyul Yisrabeit, why does he have to say Ptele Barov Mishim Svekzveke? So Ptele Barov! So obviously the Mechaber deals with the Chticho Ruyul Yisrabeit. So it's also Dovah Choshev. What difference does it make? What kind of Dovah Choshev? Chticho Ruyul Yisrabeit or the Mani Pabu? The Shisha Dvorim? So he deals with the Mechoshuv. Now with the Mechoshuv, the halacha is that even two taruves the Mechaber passes is not enough. Allah has come of Yehamo, one taruves. That's the kasha. So he and the Lehiyah le taruves, who am Chaba Svirelei, be Sifres, the Lishorel be Dimu taruves. The Rashbol et Tani Ozul, the Svirelei, the Lishorel be Beis taruves. וחלקם הונסיף קוטן ממתס וצורך לימר וסביר ללם חבר וחיב לקבוע חיבי שהוא גורם את הרובס וכל שניסרי וחקאים אז לינם בשרו וישור ויצא אור. Anyway, so there are two kashas that are raised against the Mechaber. One kasha that is raised against the Mechaber, how can he say till the rubbish was back so he can be self so he can be good so he can move us? And that's probably the kavone of the Ramo, because it's not mashma that the Ramo has reference to the kashe of the shach. The other kashe is the mechaber obviously has reference to echticho uil ischabit, because if the mechaber had dealt with the echticho sheinu uil ischabit, so then it would be bottom row, it would be a simple din, and the mechaber wouldn't have to say till the rubbish was back so he can. So in other words, so he deals with the Machoshev, we need three taruves. And here it's muter in one taruves. Now, as far as the first kasha is concerned, which is really the asogia of the Ramo himself, it's sofik yachod bigu, sofik yachod taruves. So the Hashulchan says that the Mechaber holds these two sveikes are misug yachod. When do we say sofik yachod bigu, sofik taruves, when the two sveikes are mishlei different sugi? Let's say, Sofik Treife was Nisar. So one is a sophic beguf and one is a sophic in tamuves. Mashenkin here. So what is the first sophic? Because he bought a chticha shel boso, he bought it, a chticha huyel ischabe, he bought in one of the stores, in the market. 9 stores sell kosher, 1 store sells straight. And he bought in one of the stores, he doesn't know in which store. So that's also his oftalmos. That's also his oftalmos, because he doesn't know in which store, so it's not sophic beguf. So sophic beguf is, let's say, it's sophic treif. Let's say there is a certain kind of sirche in the reye, so it's a sophic treif. It's a sophic treif. But here, one store sells treif badai, and the other store sells badai kshir. But he doesn't know in which store. So that's also like sophic yachad bit. So both shrikes are bitarubes. The first sophic is the sophic bitarubes, and the sophic, the second sophic is the sophic bitarubes. So it's misugayachot. Alright, that's the Ohashulchon's explanation. Teretz and the first kashe. But then there's the other kashe, the kashe raised. The kashe raised by the Shach. So if we are to understand the lomdes of the smak and the Rambam, so then we'll be able to understand this mechav. We have to understand the shittes Rambam and smak. All right, the moker is the Gemara in smak, because the Gemara says the ribe yasuri, the main part in shenof the ribe yasuri, but me ribe lishleisha, mishleisha moker ma'achem utom. So Teisa says that labdafke me ribe moker ma'ach, mishleisha moker ma'achem. It's only komashmalon that only according to Rabbi Shimon it's muter, but according to Rabbi Yude, even when you have 3 shreikes, it's also. But the Rambam and the Smag, they understood that Gemara kipshuta. So Mimele, they say we need 3 tamuves. But why is it muter 3 tamuves? On the basis of svek shreike. So, monepshek, so even 2 tamuves, you have svek shreike. So you have svek shreike. So apparently, here, it is a special kind of svek shreike, because when the Mechaber says in sif ches, dovo sheni potom machmas kshivose, sheni sarev b'acherim, v'nofal ma'taruves azois echot lishnayim acherim, v'nofal min ashrei sho echot lishnayim acherim, hareilu acherim utorim, sh'arei o echot shel taruves o rishenu botom b'rov. V'nofal echot m'taruves o rishenu le'elef kum asurim, v'nema botom b'rov v'lohat esvek sveikon. So here the Mechaber operates with 2 things, with 2 principles, bitul b'rov and svek sveikon. And obviously it's a combination of both, because if it hadn't been a combination of both, so then why only v'nofal m'taruves azeis echot l'shnayim acherim? He could say v'nofal m'taruves azeis le'echot acher, not l'shnayim acherim, le'echot acher, chad v'chad. So you also have svek sveikon. He mentions l'shnayim acherim. In other words, we need 2 things. First of all, there should be svek sveikon, and there should be rov. But svek sveikon by itself is not enough. Svek sveikon by itself is not enough. Why? Because as far this svek sveikon is a special type of svek sveikon. In other words, you'll see the Ramo says now. Now the Ramo says in his Agoya and Siftef, he says, "V'yeshem matam v'yoseh hoyu v'asofik u'isa deraisa v'lo yucha leim arei tzofik she'in kanisa rach shemisari v'achir lo yimikre svek sveike v'yoseh avol im hoyu beis svekeis im hoyu kan isa klau v'neidu beis asvekeis b'yachat." So he emphasizes v'neidu beis asvekeis b'yachat matir in svek sveike b'chol mokim afilu b'isa deraisa v'gufei shalisa v'afilu hoyo lo yichez kasisa k'nei shebichez kasisa reinei v'nishbar v'nishma gapoi sofit mechayim v'achashchite v'imtim tzolayim ha'mechayim shemo lo yimikvo reye yesh lehatia mikiyach svek sveike afal pish yesh lebor al dupikas reye imo. Now, as I mentioned before, both the Mechaber and Ramo paskin like like the Rishite, the topic of the Gusav Daruves is Oser, but there is a machlekes between the Rajbo and the Ror as to why Sophie Karbigus of the Rahubes is Oser. According to Rajbo, it's a special aloche that the both Zvekes have to be Misugechot. And according to the Ror, there are two Rishites. So the Ramor passed us like the second Roshim in the Ror, not like the first Roshim, in Vais Dalet Shabbos. Now, what is the first Roshim? The first Roshim, the Ror, Estikas, the Rosh says that we cannot say Sofik Trifesh and Misari that it should be muter on the basis of Svek Svek. Why? One Sofik is maybe it's not even a Trifesh. Assuming that it is a Trifesh, maybe it's not this Sofik Trifesh, it's the other. It's the other Tichas Bosar. It was Misari. I mean, even if it's Misari, Chad Bechad, so we should have Svek Svek. According to Rabbi Netami and Rahname. So Sofik Trifesh was mixed up with another Tichas, Chad Bechad. So it's like, okay, maybe it's not a treife, assuming it is a treife, maybe it's not that one, and it's misaper too, and it's misaper too. Alright. So this is Ramtamshi. So, Bodri is chelik. So the Ro explains the Rishi. So there are two explanations. One explanation is the reason as to why we do not say that by Sofik Treife, Svek Sveke, because if, let's say, you have a Sofik Treife, so Sveke, the Raise is Lechumre. So it's not here Lechumre. So it's a Vadai. So it's Vadai the Raise. In other words, again, it's the same one as the din that is mentioned according to most Nisikeri in Simen Kuv Beis. That in other words, the Sveke, the Raise Lechumre, it means it's also Mitir as Vadai, Mitir Raise, not Mitir as Sofik. So, Mimele, if a Sofik Treife was Misarif Chad Bechad, the Ro says in the first Loshen, you cannot say Svek Sveike, because you don't have a Svek Sveike. You have only one Sofik, because if it's a Sofik Treife, so then as long as it's a Sofik does, whether it's a Treife or not, so Sveike the Raisa Lechumre, so it's a Vada Yisar, Roshen, no Savene. Even if Klapi Shvai is Galil, it's not Treife, and somebody will eat it, he'll be either this Yisar of Roshen, no Savene. As long as objectively there is a Sofik. So now you have one Sofik. Maybe it's that, maybe it's not. So it's one Sofik, so again it's Lechum. Also, then you ask, so why does the Gemara say that Haftes in Suves, Pesach Pesuach Motzosi Svek Sveke? What is Svek Sveke? Maybe she was in so before she got married. Assuming she was in so after she got married, maybe Danes, and it's also Misapir, maybe she was forced, and assuming that she wasn't forced, it was Berotzen, maybe she was Mizane before she got married, but there too. So when once you say one Sofik, so Mimele it's Oser on the basis of that one Sofik, so it's Oser Midraise, so then you have only one Sofik. So the Ro says in the first Loshen that over there it is Muter because Midraise, even with one Sofik, Pesach Pesuach Matzosi would be Muter. Now the Gemara in Ksuve says that only by Ishes Yisroel Pesach Pesuach Matzosi is Muter, but by Ishes Kehen, so Pesach Pesuach Matzosi is Asur. Why? Because you can only say by Ishes Kehen, you can only say maybe Loi Tachtov Zinso. But once you assume the Tachtov Zinso, you cannot say maybe Beines, because Ishes Kehen, even if it's Beines, she's Asur. She's a Zeno. So she's Asur Lebayo. Asur Lebayo. So the Ro says in the first Loshen that neither I say, even by Ishes Kehen, Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, she would be Muteres, because she has a Cheskas Heta. She has a Cheskas Heta Lebayo. She has a Cheskas Heta Lebayo. So Mimele, we rely on Chazok. So Midraise, so we rely on Chazok. So even by Ishes Kehen, well, you have only one Sofik. Maybe it is Loi Tachtov Zinso, not the other Sofik. So it would be Muteres. But Midrabbonon, we don't rely in such a case on the Chazok. So by Ishes Kehen, the Asur. But by Ishes Israel, it's Muteres because of Svek Sveki. So it's only Nigei and Yisrael. That's why Svek Sveki is Muta. Masha'in came where with one Sofik it would be also Midraise. So then Svek Sveki, even if both Svekis are Biguf, would be also. That's the first motion though. But then the second motion, then he mentions another another lashon. And the pshat in the other lashon is over there by Pesach Pesuach Mitzvah Seinoch Nami. We cannot. There is no chazakah there. There is no chazakah by Pesach Pesuach Mitzvah Seinoch. But both shveikes over there, one suffix is imminent in the other, and they both originate at the same time. They are necessarily, I mean, one suffix is imminent in the other. Is imminent in the other. In other words, and both shveikes take place at the same time. Let's say Pesach Pesuach Mitzvah. So when does the suffix? So when he finds out that he has Pesach Pesuach, so mainly have both shveikes. So it's not there. We can't even visualize echetimtze by Pesach Pesuach that for one day. So there should be just one suffix, and then later on there should be two suffixes. I mean, one is necessarily imminent in the other suffix. You cannot visualize by Pesach Pesuach Mitzvasi vis-a-vis Eishes Yisrael. You cannot visualize one suffix without other suffix vis-a-vis Eishes Yisrael. So Mimele, you cannot say Sveike Derais El Chumre, because there is not even one moment, one split second where it became Muslim. Mashenkin, and the whole Estekashe. The whole Estekashe, now the Gemore, the Braise in Zvochim says, me ribe mishleisho, limokimache rasures. So it only says, me ribe mishleisho. Alright, so Teisve says that it's not even necessary that mishleisho limokimache. But it is necessary that Rapshina says, Rimin Baden, Nofal Rimin Baden, Rimini Baden, Ribe Asuri, or Meribe Mishleisho, so we talk. Let's forget the Mishleisho Mokamacha. So just, as Stacey says, that Meribe Mishleisho Mutor, but only Meribe Mishleisho Mutor. And what does Meribe Mishleisho mean? So the Gemara explains it. It means Mishleisho 3 together with this one. So that means that one pomegranate from the sack that has 10,000 pomegranate was removed, and it fell into a bag, into a sack that has 2 pomegranates. So together with this one, Ishleisho, that's the pshat of Meribe Ishleisho. So only Meribe Ishleisho together with this one, but Meribe Ishnayim together with this one not. So the kashe of the roi is Svek Sveke. You have Svek Sveke. Who needs that you should be Meribe Ishleisho, even Meribe Ishnayim? Let's say one pomegranate from that sack that has such a bulk of pomegranates was removed, and it fell into a sack that has another pomegranate. So there is the rubis of chad v'chad, so it's not faking. So you should be allowed to take one pomegranate out of the second sack. First of all, maybe it's not the one that fell from the first sack into the second, assuming that it is the one that fell from the first into the second, so it, maybe it's not the one that fell into the first, it's not the Rimei Shalisa that fell into the first sack. So it's a Svek-Svek. And here, the Reb Shimon requires Meribe Lishleisho, in other words, there has to be Bitul Bro. So in other words, so we see from this, that in order to be Muter, it's a combination of Bitul Bro and Svek-Svek. Why? Because why couldn't it be muter on the basis of just Svek Sveike? The answer is, here we cannot apply the din of Svek Sveike, because here the two Sveikes are not one imminent in the other. You see, in Pesach Pesuach Mitzvasi, vis-a-vis Eishes Yisrael, so both Sveikes are imminent one in the other. You couldn't even visualize vis-a-vis Eishes Yisrael one suffix without other suffix. You couldn't even visualize. They are logically, you see, logically you have two Svekes. It's a mathematical. It's a mathematical Svek. It's not just a coincidence that you have two Svekes. Mashenkin, the case where you have a remain shal Praya Kerem or shal Ole, fell into a sack of 10,000 pomegranates. And then one pomegranate out of that bulk fell into another sack that had, the second sack had one pomegranate. So then, you also have a Svek-Sveike. You also have a Svek-Sveike. Maybe, so you should be allowed. Now, one pomegranate from this sack that has 10,000 pomegranates fell out, and it fell into another sack, which has one pump on it. And it fell. Now I don't know. So Mimele should be allowed to take either one on the basis of Svetzeke. No, I should be allowed to take this one or that one and say, maybe this one is not the pomegranate that fell from this set here. Maybe this is the other one, because that is the one. Assuming that this is the one that fell from this set here, but maybe it's not the Rimei Shalitza. It's not the Rimei Shalitza, and it's Misapich also. So here we don't apply Svek Sveike. Why don't we apply here Svek Sveike? Because the two Svekes did not originate. Did not take effect at the same time. Because when the pomegranate Shalisa fell into this sack that had already 10,000 remaining, so then we had only one Sofik. Then the next day, or the next week, or the next month, it doesn't make any difference, and even if the next minute. So it doesn't make any difference. So one Sofik originated first, and the other Sofik originated later. So in such a case, we do not say Svek-Sveke. When do we say Svek-Sveke? Svek-Sveke we only say if both Svekes originate at the same time, like Pesach Pesuach Mitzvah. So both Svekes are imminent to one another, and we couldn't even visualize one Sofik without the other. Mashenkin here, you could visualize one Sofik without the other, until the second Taruvus took place. So he had one Sofik. Then the second Taruvus took place, he had another Sofik. And the other Taruvus had to take place. It just happened that it took place. There was no mathematical necessity in that. Mashenkin, by Pesach Pesuach Mitzvasi, so the two Svekes are, there is a mathematical necessity in the two Svekes. One is imminent in the other. So this kind of Svek Sveke, when does Rav Shimon say, Nofal echod mi mehem v'ribe asuri m'ribe l'shleisha mutarim? Only m'ribe l'shleisha, because there is bitul berov. But m'ribe l'shnayim, which means really m'ribe l'echot, so together with this one it will be shnayim, so then it will be osa. Why? On the basis of Svek Sveke, we cannot be matered, because on the basis of Svek Sveke, so the two Svekes have to originate at the same time. But this is a different kind of Svek Sveke. That's a special halacha of Svek Sveke, of Svek Sveke of Taruvus. So in other words, the heter is based upon a combination of Bitul Berov plus Svek Sveke. So in other words, mi deraisa, so when a rimin baden fell into the first sack, it became bottom. But mi derabanan, a davar chashuv, is not bottom. So that was Takanas Chachamim, that if we have two bitul berovs, so then even a davar chashuv has bitul. Because mi deraisa, so even one bitul is not to be mevatel a davar chashuv. But mi derabanan, one bitul berov is not enough. We must have two bitul in berov. We must have two bitul in berov. So miribe asurim, not from miribe bad miribe asurim, miribe lishleisha. That means the two together with this one to be shleisha. So there'll be another bit of the rov. So in such a case where there is another bit of the rov, so then it is mutar. That's the shite of this is the explanation according to those who say that it's not necessary to have three taruvos. Now, how about the smak? How about the smak? The smak and the Rambam, that it's necessary to have three taruvos. So miribe lishleisha, mishleisha l'mokmachem torim, but miribe lishleisha, so it's asurim. Why is that? So again, they agree with the same thing, but they had another point. They say that as long as it is a davar chashuv, so then it cannot become bottom. So memele, if it is just echad meremeni babu fell into a sack of ribe, and then one item, one pomegranate from that ribe fell into a sack of shleisha, that means into a sack of two, so together with this one it would be shleisha. So it's also osa. Why? Because what is the davar chashuv? What's the pshat of davar chashuv? Davar chashuv means, I mentioned last year, I mentioned the Loshna Rambam Pirush HaMishnah in Pirush Gimel Dvorim, that why are the Shisha Dvorim, the Shiva Dvorim considered the Dabar Chashuv? Why are they unique? Because number one, they are counted, they are sold exclusively by Minyan, and number two, but we don't pass in the Chachomim, do not agree with Rabbi Meir, but here it has another element. It is relatively expensive too. This is the Rambam's job. From Rashi in Zvochim, it's mashma that the reasons why the Shisha Dvorim, the Shiva Dvorim are considered Dvorim Chshuvim is because they are expensive and gigantic, large. Not that they are count, they are sold exclusively by count, but that doesn't make any difference. Anyway, the definition of a Dvar Chshuv means something unique. It's unique by its size, or it's unique by the way people, you know, treat it. I mean, they buy it exclusively by number, you know, singly they buy it, you know, so much you pay, you know, for one pomegranate. So, in other words, so the Vachoshev means something that is big, whether it's big in size or it's big in money, something that is big, that is unusually big. So it's the Vachoshev. So, Meile, why would the Chachomim misake that the Vachoshev, like the Shisha Dvorim, remaining button and not bottle, because there is a halacha in the raise that nikar yiser, there is no bottle. That's the raise halacha. Now here we have a very gigantic pomegranate and a very expensive pomegranate, but it's not nikar yiser, so in the raise there is bottle. But on account of its size or its preciousness or the fact that it's each one is sold by itself for a high price, so mele, there is no bittul. So in other words, midrabbonon, we consider it like nikarism. So that's why there is no bittul. So mele, when a dovah choshuv falls into a sack of many items, so since it's a very gigantic thing, it's a dovah choshuv, so mele, the whole thing becomes a dovah choshuv. Even when it's nisarev, even when it's in a state of mixture with many other items, it's still considered a davar chashuv. It's still considered a davar chashuv. So, memele, the first aruves is not counted according to the Rambam and the Smart, because it's davar chashuv. So it's not counted. So it's considered. So the first time when it falls into 10,000 to a sack of 10,000 pomegranates, with rabbonon, it's considered like nikaroisa. So the first aruves is not counted, so we don't have the first aruves. Why? Because the pomegranate chalicer fell into a sack of other pomegranates. So mele, it's like nikaroisa. So the first aruves is not counted because it's like nikaroisa. So what is really the midrabbonon? Which one is the first aruves? The second aruves is the first aruves. And then the third taruves is the second taruves. So mele, if we have three taruves, we have two bitulim b'rov and tzvekseike. So that's a special aloche. So that tzvekseike is not the same aloche of tzvekseike like Pesach Pesuach Mitzasi. The aloche of Pesach Pesuach, the tzvekseike of Pesach Pesuach Mitzasi, that's the aloche midrais. But that only applies to a case where both tzvekes originate at the same time. When one is inseparable from the other. It's imminent. One, the two tzvekes, the suffix of maybe shloitacht of zinso, and the suffix maybe bene zinso, are inseparable one from another. They are imminent one and the other. They both originate at the same time. They both originate at the same time. As a matter of fact, it is possible we haven't reached this Ramo yet. When the Ramo says, Avoy moyo beis sveikes im hoyo kan, pisa klau, vineidu beis asveikes biyachat, matvir in svek sveike bichol mokim, afilu bi yisad raise. So, it's possible to explain the Ramo, that the Ramo requires that both sveikes should become neidu at the same time. And if, subjectively, it's not neidu, at the same time, it's not a good tzvekseike. But it's possible to explain it differently. That Ramo doesn't mean that subjectively it should be neidu at the same time. Because then there are many kashes against Ramo. We see that even when subjectively it's not neidu at the same time, it's also a good tzvekseike. It's also a good tzvekseike. But now let's say in the case of Pesach Pesuach Mitzasi, Suppose when he becomes aware of the problem, he doesn't know, I mean, of the halacha that Eish Yisrael, so is muteres even if she is in sotachta. He doesn't know. He's not a lamb. He doesn't know. So at first he thought that when an Eish Yisrael is mizane, tachtov even if it's beines, so she's asur. Then later on, a month later, I became a Lamdan, and he found out that even that by Eishes Yisrael, so even if she was Mizani Tachtov, but as long as it was Beines, so she's Muteres Lamayla. So we won't apply the Din of Sfek Zrike. So it's possible to explain the Ramor, V'neidu Beis HaSvekel V'yachat, not in the sense subjectively Neidu Beis HaSvekel V'yachat. He means it's Svek Sveke like Pesach Pesuach Metzosi, where objectively, you see, both Svekes are bound to become known at the same time. But if somebody doesn't know the Dinim, so he doesn't know. But objectively, it's Neidu Beis HaSvekes V'yachat. The Svekes are inseparable one from the other. Once you find out the fact of Pesach Pesuach Metzosi, so maybe you must become aware of both Svekes. Mashenke, let's say Sveikes and Taruves. So first you had one Taruves, then you had another Taruves. So Memele, objectively they're not Neidu Vasachas. Anyway, so this aloche of two Sveikes with Taruves is not the same aloche as two Sveikes with Guf, like Pesach Pesuach Metzosi. There it's aloche of Sveike that is Muter. So at no moment is there one Sveik. Objectively, the two Sveikes come together by Pesach Pesuach Metzosi. Whether he is aware of the two Sveikes or not, that's not important. But objectively, the two Sveikes are imminent one in another. So that's one Aloha Svek Sveike, and that is effective even in the Raise Svek Sveike. But then, there is another Svek Sveike in Taruves. When you have two Taruves, three Taruves, I mean, so there, that Svek Sveike in the Raise is not effective. But where is it effective? In the case of Idova Choshev. So Midraise, so it became bottle already in the first Taruvus. But the Chachonim said that Idova Choshev does not become bottle in the first Taruvus. So if you have two Taruvus and the Svek Sveike, even though the Svek Sveikes are not inseparable one from the other, we just happen to have two Svek Sveikes. It's just a matter of coincidence that we have two Sveikes. Because first it fell into one sack and then it fell into another sack. It's just a coincidental fact. The Svek Sveikes is not an essential fact. In Pesach Pesuach Metzosi, so the Svek Sveike is an essential fact, not a coincidental fact, an accidental fact. It couldn't be any other way. But when you have two Sveikes in Taruves, so it had to be that way. There is a mathematical necessity in these two Sveikes. There is no mathematical necessity. It just happened. First, it fell. Something fell, an item of Isa fell into one sack, and then it just happened that one item of that sack was removed from that sack and he found another sack. So it's not an essential fact, this Svek Sveike. It's an accidental fact, a coincidental fact. So the two Sveikes are essential facts. It couldn't be one Sofik without the other. So that's one aloha of Svek Sveike, and that is effective even in the Raisa. Then there is another aloha of Svek Sveike with Aruves, which is effective only with Rabono. Let's say in the case of the Bachoshu, where with Raisa became bottle already, but with Rabono not. So then the Chachomim said, if there is a combination of Bittul and Svek Sveike, two Bittulim and Svek Sveike, so then it's so Memele, this is the Teretz, and on the second Kashi, against. Second kashen, this is what the Or HaShulchan means. So, the second kashen, against the Mechaber, how can the Mechaber say that he floka machas men yideh min lokach, nisawa b'achereis, vein nikeres, and he certainly has reference to Echticho HaRuyo L'Yishchabed, because if it's Echticho Shein Ruyo L'Yishchabed, so then it's what Rav, who has to resort to Svekzit, as the Prime Golem points out. So it's Echticho HaRuyo L'Yishchabed, so it's the Bechoshuv, and the Mechaber paskens in Sifches, that by the Bechoshuv, so two Taruves is not enough. I mean, we need three Taruves, and here is Materet in one Taruves. So the answer is Here is matered in two darubes, because the first sophic is also darubes. Because how did the first sophic arise? Because in 9 stores sell trade kosher and 1 sells trade. So it's also a sophic of darubes. So maybe we can answer the kashi, the first kashi. The Ramos are sorry. Sophic are mikusar darubes. No, it's not sophic are mikusar darubes. It's both sleikes are darubes. But then the other kashi, the shach's kashi. But even two darubes is not effective by the Vachoshuv. So even if we consider it as two darubes, it still should not be effective. We need 3 darubes. So the answer is, the reason as to why the Mechaber Paschos, like the Smag and the Rambam, that by the Vachoshuv, by the Minim Baden, we need 3 darubes, because when the remaining Baden fell in, so then that Taruves is not considered as Taruves. It's not considered as Taruves, it's like Nikaroiz. So it's not considered like Taruves. So Mimele, we have to have 3 Taruves in order that it should have, Midrabonon, we should have 2 Taruves. Mashenkin here, so we can say that it's bottom Mishim Svexek. This is Svexek. So here, it is bottom the row of Mishim Svexek. Okay, we'll leave it here. I mentioned that the Nezikelim raised a question against the Mechaber, 2 questions against the Pesach of the Mechaber in Sivdal. Now, in Sivdal, the Mechaber says that if someone bought a piece of meat in one of the Hanuyeis in the market, and where there are 10 stores altogether, 9 selling kosher and 1 selling trade, and he bought in one of the stores, he doesn't know in which, that's kavua. So it's osa. But then, if that was nisariv berov, so it's teva berov mishim svekzvik. Now, obviously, as Brimbon points out, since he says teva berov mishim svekzvik, why couldn't there be a plain bittul berov? Because he's dealing with echticha oil ischabit. But since it's a sophic, so we have rov and svekzvik. So that Ramos says the Yeshes. Now, this he got from the Rashba, but the Nezikelim raised a question, raised two questions against the Mechaber's Pesach. First of all, the Mechaber passes like the Ri, the Tzofik Yachad Biguv, Tzofik Yachad Taruves is awesome. So here, the first Tzofik is Biguv, and the second Tzofik is Bitaruves. So why is it Mut? So such a Svexveke is not Mut. So the Or HaShulchan gives a teretz on that kashe, that here the first sophic is also considered as a sophic b'taruvis, because he doesn't know in which store he bought. But then there's another kashe that is raised. Now that we have a machlekes reshenim between Teisves and the Smak, the Rambam sheet happens to be like the Smak. Now in that gemara in Zvoche, where many bab shenisar shenoful ribe. So Rav Shimon says that noful ribe yasuri, but meribe lishleisho lishleisho l'mokemachia mutor. So Teisve says that it's lav davker mi shleisho l'mokemachia. So even if it's noful ribe and meribe lishleisho, we have two taruves, it's muta on the basis of rov and tzvekzvek. But the smart sheet is that it's not lav davker. It's only mutar if we have 3 taruves. But if we have 2 taruves, then it is osa. Then it is osa. So over there, when we have 2 bitul berov, so it's still it is osa. Al haskama v'chamo here, when the first sophic is a sophic ashokul because of kavua, and then you have just 1 rov, how can it be mutar? That's the second time. So this is what the Shach mentions. So Chin will yehiel et arubes am chaba sfirli v'sifches v'yishar al yibun tarubes. V'arash bo li taimi ozu v'sfirli v'yishar al beis tarubes. Ma shein ki dem chaba he paskens not like the Rash bo. He paskens like the smak. So how is it muta here? So I mentioned again in the name of the Or HaShulchan. The HaShulchan says that the reason as to why the Mechaber Paschus, let's say, by Dovah Choshev, by the Mechoshu, so that we need three Taruves, because the first Taruves, in as much as one of the Shisha Dvorim, the Shiva Dvorim, fell into it, so in Mele it's not considered as a Taruves, Midrabon. Why? Because the Shisha Dvorim or the Shiva Dvorim are not bottled because of its unusual size. And I mean, this is what Rashi says. Rashi says in Zvorim. Why the Shisha Dvorim? Because the Shisha Dvorim are unique in their gigantic size. And even though the Rambam doesn't spell it out, the Rambam mentions that they are unique because they are expensive, but the Rambam might also agree that it's not just the fact that it's expensive, its unusual size is important. So Mele, it's considered as if Nikar Yisa. So the first Aruves is not considered as a Taruves. Now, so why is this different here? It's also not a Choshuk. If it hadn't been Echticho really Schabeit, so then when it becomes mixed up with Rov, so it's bottle the Rov. So we must say that the Mechaba has reference to Echticho really Schabeit. So again, the first Taruves should not be considered because it's considered with Rabbon like Nikar Yisa. So according to HaShulchan, we have to say that there is a difference between the Dovah Choshuv of the Shisha Dvorim and the Shiva Dvorim, where it's considered in Dovah Choshuv on account of its unusual size and the high price, but especially the unusual size. So Mele Midrabonon, because of the gigantic size of the Isa, so Midrabonon is considered like Nikar Isa, so it's not in Mitaruves, and the Dovah Choshuv of Tichoruil is Chabit, and where the size is not an unusual size. So Mele too, that over there too, it's not bottle Midrabon. But it's not considered like Nikar Yisa. Where it's in Dovah Choshuv because of its unusual size, so Midrabon it's considered like Nikar Yisa. Masheinke, Bechticho Ruel Yischabeit, where it does not have an unusual size, so too Midrabon it's not bottle. But it's, if Taruves it's considered. So Mele, So it's fillable. This way we have to say according to Hashuv. But there could be another teretz on the kasha of all the nizikim. I think, and the other pshat is more reasonable than the Hashulchan's pshat, because the whole halacha. Now we have a din in Siv Zayin. So the Mechaber says, "Dovah shemit botol machmas chivosim kim balachayim uber yeruchticha oruyal yisrabi." V'dovo sheyesh lematiri, shenisarim v'achirim, v'nechal echot mem b'sheidik, v'nechal echot mem b'sheidik, oi nofal mi'atz miliyam, b'indien shenevad mineilom, hutru kol ha'achirim, shonutelim leim ha'aroi se'aholachle. So there is aloche, that even if there is one taruves, but if one item fell accidentally into the yam, or one item was it na b'sheidik, so then all the others are muter. Why? Because of the possibility that the item of Isa fell into the yam. Even though, from the point of view of probability, it's not the item of Isa. It's one of the items of Heter. Let's say an item of Isa fell into 1,000 items of Heter. 1,000 items of Heter. Let's say Rimini Baden. And one Rimini Baden of Isa was mixed up with 1,000 remaining baden of Eta. And then one pomegranate fell into the yam. So from the point of view of probability, it is one chance out of 1,000 that Dafke, the item of Isa, fell into the yam. On the contrary, on the basis of probability, we should say, no, the item of Isa remained in the bundle, in the sack. Still, we say, we are tailed. Why are we telling? Because midraise it is bottled without an item of Isa falling. But midrabonon, it's not bottled, so mimele, when there is an extra possibility, so then we are telling. So mimele, the pshat, the mechaber, I think, is very simple. I mean, we don't have to resort to the Hashulchon's pshat, so because according to Hashulchon, we have to make a distinction between the non-bittle of the Dovah Choshuv of the Meni Baden, let's say the Shisha Dvorim, where it has an unusual size, and the non-bittle of the Dovah Choshuv of Tichon Yerishabit. I mean, that's a deichak. Monefshecht, if the non-bitl midrabbanon of the shisha dvorim, the shiva dvorim, is considered to be like nikel yisam midrabbanon because of the unusual size. So b'chticho really shabet, even though it does not have an unusual size, it should also be considered like nikel yisam. So l'gabi chticho really shabet, we say that even midrabbanon it's not considered like nikel yisam, but it's a special midrabbanon. There is no bitl. So it's the same time that the Rabbanon is by the Shisha Dvorim. So, but we can explain the Mechaber differently, because the whole halacha of Kol Kavua Ki Mechtal Mechtal Dome, that's exactly like Kosov, of Yoralo, Prat, Lizir, Kevin Ligav, that means if there is a Chabura of many people, let's say 10 people, and one is Ech Nivit Chobim, and 9 are Israeli, So then, if we're in heaven, so we say we don't go basarov. So that's exactly Kosov. And from the point of view of svore, it doesn't make any difference whether it's kavua or not kavua. From the point of view of probability, I mean, it's 9 chances against 1, even if it's kavua. So it's not svore. So it's exactly Kosov. So the exactly Kosov does not tell us that there is no rov. Of course there is rov. Now what's the halacha of Rov? Rov is a bill. Now, why? Because of the probability. So Rov is based, where Rov does apply, so it's based upon probability. And the probability is considered like Vada. So here the Gzeres HaKosov by Kavua is not that there is no Rov. There is Rov, and it's the same